Hi, thank you so much for tuning in to today's reading. I'm Samantha, the caffeinated poet, and I have my own bookshop and I write my own stories. You can find my writing on Instagram at The Pretty Poems. Right now, I'm reading some Victorian ghost stories just randomly, and last time I read Bodies of the Dead. Bodies of the Dead, that was an interesting story. So, if you haven't listened to it, you can. It is really long, but I am just going to talk a little bit about the story itself. So this is like the Cliff Note version, and I did do a little bit of research, and I found some interesting stuff. So, Bodies of the Dead was written in 1893 by an author who actually disappeared. He was last seen touring Civil War battle scenes, so this Ambrose Bierce. And sometime after Christmas, he vanished. Poof, gone. He just mysteriously disappeared in Chihuahua City. Bierce was himself a veteran of the Civil War and was obsessed with death and suicide. And I can honestly say from the reading from the short story that you do get this really eerie feeling, and you just keep thinking about dead things in the ground still being alive all day. It is very hard to bury something. It's very hard to watch something die. It's hard to look at death. And in this story, it was just a bunch of different instances of dead bodies becoming reanimated. So you think they're dead, and then you look and they moved, or the body disappeared. So it was just creepy. It was really creepy. If I had to compare either the stories that I've read so far, then the most recent one about the dead bodies, that one just has creeped me out, and just certain things going on makes me think of Pet Sematary. Let's just put that way, Pet Sematary. But listen to this. So according to a 1992 LA Times article written about Bierce, it was said that the mystery of where he vanished was almost solved at a rare bookstore. Isn't that cool? So nearly 80 years after Bierce went into limbo, this guy, reporter James Robertson, walked into San Francisco's Albatross bookshop, where he stumbled onto a potential solution to the Pierce puzzle. A publisher of the expensive limited edition books, Robertson was planning on, I think he was going to spend money on Bierce's Civil War fiction, one of the missing tales of the war between the states. The book, illustrated by San Francisco artist David Page, was published last month and contains such stories as an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. And I don't know if anyone remembers this, but I think there's a silent film called An Occurrence in Owl Creek Bridge. Let me just double check that. And he wrote a lot of other horror stuff. Let me just see. I don't know. Owl Creek Bridge. So it is. Okay, so I just looked it up, and I think I watched this in my 10th grade English class, but the reason why it sticks out to me and I remember it is because it's a short film and it has no dialogue, and it was written in the 1960s. So I do like film a lot, so maybe I'll talk about film as well here, but more stories. So anyways, this guy, he finds this book, and it's not cheap. And I thought that was cool to learn, too, because the other day I was looking at a rare copy of The Great Gatsby, and it was published in, like, the 1940s, like, mid-1940s. So, you know, the book itself is published around that time. So it was worth like $20,000. I couldn't believe it. So this book was on heavy cotton paper with a hand-sewn binding, and the 30 copies printed are priced at $1,725 each. And there was a cheaper 75 copy edition that was priced at $975. So I sell books, and my books are not that much, but I do have some rare ones. At any rate, while in the bookshop, Robertson discovered a biography of the short story writer and newspaper columnist written by a former drinking buddy, an obscure San Francisco dentist named Adolph Danziger DeCastro. And so what supposedly happened was this. DeCastro was in Mexico having dinner with a Mexican revolutionary general, Pancho Villa. So pretty sure he was a formidable figure. DeCastro pretended to be an enemy of Bierce, and Villa told him that Bierce had passed away, that he hadn't stopped his loudmouth, drunk ways. So Bierce became like a character in one of his horror stories. Maybe he would never realize he was dead, or he would die over and over again. So I thought that was really cool about Bierce. The short story was pretty eerie, and I'm about to go pick another tale. Actually, some of you guys voted on my Instagram poll already to have me read one of my own horror stories. I actually tried writing something eerie last October, so maybe I'll dig that up and read that. But until next time, bye!